Thus I created the ingredients and paraphernalia for offering sacrifice out of the parts of the body of the Supreme Lord, the enjoyer of the sacrifice, and I performed the sacrifice to satisfy the Lord. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. People in general are always anxious to have peace of mind or peace in the world, but they do not know how to achieve such a standard of peace in the world. Such peace in the world is obtainable by performances of sacrifice and by practice of austerity. In the Bhagavad Gita, the following prescription is recommended. Poktaram jagnata prasham sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam nyatva mam shantim richate. The karma yogis know that the Supreme Lord is the effectual enjoyer and maintainer of all sacrifices and of the austere life. They also know that the Lord is the ultimate proprietor of all the planets and is the factual friend of all living entities. Such knowledge gradually converts the karma yogis into pure devotees of the Lord through the association of unalloyed devotees. And thus, they are able to be liberated from material bondage. Brahma, the original living being within the material world, taught us the way of sacrifice. The word sacrifice suggests dedication of one's own interest for satisfaction of a second person. That is the way of all activities. Every man is engaged in sacrificing his interest for others, either in the form of family, society, community, country, or the entire human society. But perfection of such sacrifices is attained when they are performed for the sake of the Supreme Person, the Lord. Because the Lord is the proprietor of everything, because the Lord is the friend of all living creatures, and because He is the maintainer of the performer of sacrifice, as well as the supplier of the ingredients of sacrifice, it is He only and no one else who should be satisfied by all sacrifices. The whole world is engaged in sacrificing energy for advancement of learning, social upliftment, economic development, and plans for total improvement of the human condition. But no one is interested in sacrificing for the sake of the Lord, as it is advised in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, there is no peace in the world. If men at all want peace in the world, they must practice sacrifice in the interest of the Supreme Proprietor and Friend of all. Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnanam Jnanam Shalakaya Chakshur Anmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Stra Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahakana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Shri Sargana Lalita Vishakam Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Baevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it's a wonderful verse. This one is called the peace formula. So if anybody wants to know how to be peaceful, this is the verse in Bhagavad Gita. So I will repeat the verse, or the actual verse of Bhoktaram, what it means from Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram apitapasham. Bhoktaram yakna tapasham sarvaloka maheshwaram sridam sarvabhutanam jnatva mam shantim richate. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. So that is the peace formula, as Srila Prabhupada says in his purports. I will now refer to what is going wrong with this world at the moment. Yeah? What's going wrong? So I've made a little note here. Srila Prabhupada, in front of every Bhagavatam book, yeah, there will be a little paragraph by Srila Prabhupada. So I'm going to read that. Human society at the present moment is not in the darkness of oblivion. It has made rapid progress in the fields of material comforts, education, and economic development throughout the entire world. But there is a pinprick somewhere in the social body at large. And therefore, there are large-scale quarrels even over less important issues. There is the need of a clue as to how humanity can become one in peace, friendship, and prosperity with a common cause. Srimad Bhagavatam will fill this need, for it is a cultural presentation for the re-spiritualization of the entire human society. So I thought that was very appropriate for today's class. And now one more. In Kali Yuga, life is very short. Prayena alpa yushaha. Prayena alpa yushaha. That means everyone is short-lived. You know, maximum 100 years nowadays, maybe one or two extra years. But 100 years. In Kali Yuga is 100 years. In Satyuga is 100,000 years, and then it comes one less zero every, yeah, yugas. But anyway, now about 100 years, yeah, so short-lived. People are generally undisciplined. Mandaha, it also means lazy. People are lazy. If you are told to wake up Mangalarti, it's a bit difficult, isn't it? A bit difficult. Some people are lazy. They are also misguided, yes? They are sumanda matayo, misguided, and overwhelmed by the unfavorable results of their previous activities, manda bhagya. So another word is unfortunate. People are unfortunate in this age. Thus their minds are never peaceful. This is what we are talking about. We're trying to get peace and our mind is not peaceful. So that in Sanskrit is called upadrutaha. We are never peaceful. The minds are never peaceful. And their very brief lifespan vitiates the possibility of their gradually progressing through the path of Vedic ritualist activities. Therefore, the only hope is to chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam. Yes. Here it is, 12.3.51, Srimad Bhagavatam. Kale dosha nider jarajan asti hi eko mahan gunaha Kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sanga param rajat. Kali Yuga is an ocean of hypocrisy and pollution. In Kali Yuga, all the natural elements are polluted, such as water, earth, sky, mind, intelligence, and ego. The only auspicious aspect of this fallen age is the process of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So, there are so many faults with Kali Yuga. But there's one very good benefit for Kali Yuga, and people in general should use this, utilize this. So what we have to do? We have a problem and we have a solution. Solution is chant the Hare Krishna mantra. So if everyone chants Hare Krishna, especially in Russia or Ukraine or wherever, if they chant, they'll wonder, why are we fighting? They might stop. You know, if they think seriously and in depth, they might stop. So that is one aspect. The other thing is, you know, people in family, in society, community, country, they are envious of each other. Even in the family, you are envious of each other. The whole Mahabharata started because one cousin was envious of the other cousin. I want the kingdom. I don't want to give him the kingdom. So even in family, you have enviousness. And that slowly grows into society and then country, like we are facing nowadays. And, you know, that's the main reason why you have a world war. Like some countries go on this side, some countries go on that side. It was like the Battle of Kurukshetra. You know, some went on the side of Duryodhana, and some others came to Krishna and the Pandavas. So this is what is going on at the moment. There's so much enviousness of each other. So they want to quarrel, and this is the age of quarrel, so they want to quarrel. So it's nothing wrong, really, this is the age. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the answer. And the answer is what? You have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, and this is 11th canto, 5th chapter, verse number 32. Krishnavarnam tvisakrishnam sangopangastrapashadam yagne sankitana praye yajantihi sumedashaha. So I will actually read the word to word because it is very important that we understand. Krishnavarnam, repeating the syllables Krishna. So it breaks down actually Krishna. Yeah. Tvise, with the luster. Akrishnam. Krishnam is blackish. Krishnam means black. Akrishna means not blackish. So it's very important we learn this. Akrishna. Sa anga, along with associates. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes with his primary associates. This is a nice photograph behind us. Yeah, Panchatattva. So you'll always come with his associates. And Upa-anga, servitors. Astra, weapons. Pashadam, confidential companions. Yagnai, by sacrifice. Sankirtan prayer, consisting chiefly of congregational chanting. Yajanti, they worship. He, certainly. Sumedashaha. So, Sumedasha, intelligent persons. So, a lot of time, Srila Prabhupada used to say, you know, if most people who are intelligent, they buy this Bhagavad Gita, you know, they try to understand what this is. So, if you are intelligent, you would, you know, buy this Bhagavad Gita. It's very essential. It's spoken by Krishna, Lord Himself. So, then people might think, I think I'm intelligent, I should buy it, you know, I should buy the book. So this is what happens, you know, when we use a word like intelligence, then everyone wants to think they are intelligent. So any clue, you just look like an intelligent person, you know, on the roads when you're distributing books, you look like an intelligent person. Oh, really, you think I'm intelligent? And then they say, okay, I'll take a book. So it works, you know. These are all little tricks. So anyway, in this age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting. We do japa, that is individual one person at a time, he just chants wherever. But congregation chanting, who inaugurated this? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And where? Do you know? It wasn't Jagannath Puri, it wasn't here or there. It was in South India. He travels in South India. That's where he actually distributed love of God at everywhere. Chanting, chanting. So South Indians are actually very, they're all pious anyway, but they become Krishna conscious by chanting and joining the congregation movement. We have Govinda here always going on Sankirtan. Harinam. So it's so nice that when you chant, the people around, they don't know about the holy name. So they can hear. And the most powerful sense with us is the ear. So if they can hear even a little sound, I was in Tenerife about 4 years ago, and then I joined this Harinam party from Russia. Only 5-7 people. They take 2 weeks off from work, this group of devotees. All of them, they make sure that they take 2 weeks off and then they go to different parts of the world. And they chant. So first, the group is kirtan, you know, sankirtan, congregation chanting. And they chant and sing, Harinam. And then at the back, there are two girls or boys and girls, you know, with books, some books. So they keep distributing. And there is a last person with a can or something. So they want to give donations. So they are there. So these 2 weeks of break, holiday, but it's not a holiday. They go out on Sankirtan, different parts. So this is nice. ISKCON movement is so nice. Everyone's doing Sankirtan and book distribution together. We had a program yesterday with Raja Govinda, His Grace Raja Govinda, in my body, mind and soul program. So there Maharaj was saying, you know, these different religions, we are not into religion. We are above the religion as such. You know, you could be a Christian, you could be a Hindu, you could be a Muslim, you could do this. This ISKCON movement is Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma. It's eternal. It is something which is built inside. It's inside us. And we have to just reawaken. So it's, that was the main point, that awaken your internal desire. Internal desire is to serve. So you want to serve somebody. Yesterday, there was also His Holiness Bhattacharya Swami Maharaj's Tirubhava. And all the disciples and all the well-wishers, because Maharaj is a personality, big personality, you want to serve him. So here, there is no peace in this world because we don't want to serve the actual Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. We want to serve our senses and ourselves, me and mine. It's in the Bhagavatam. You know, I want to, this is mine, I want to do this, I want to do this. So we put ourselves in the center. And everyone is doing this in a smaller or larger scale. So when they do in a larger scale, that's where the countries get involved. No, I want this, I want this. Don't encroach on my part. Don't do this, don't do that. So then there is no peace, there is war. So in order to have peace, first we have to be peaceful ourselves, and then we can tell our neighbors, and tell our friends, our family, our society, the whole world. So basically you have to change from, you have to awaken, reawaken your really eternal position as a servant. Yeah, that is the main point. So, in this age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting. So, this is the ISKCON solution to the problems of the world. Another point I wanted to raise from Bhagavatam, where was it? Here. Right. reference for you is 11 to 43. But in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, a person who has given up all desires for sense gratification, who lives free from desires, who has given up all sense of proprietorship, what I just mentioned about me and I and mine, and who is devoid of false ego, he alone can attain real peace. So this is again a peace formula, you know, a little detail. Srila Prabhupada comments, to become desireless means not to desire anything for sense gratification. You see, everyone in this world is aiming for sense gratification. And the government also is doing the same. They say, how can we increase this sense gratification? Yeah? So this is a problem. In other words, desire for becoming Krishna consciousness is actually desirelessness. Desirelessness. Yeah? So in other words, desire for becoming Krishna consciousness is actually desirelessness. And then in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 19.149, Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atayva Ashanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakale Ashanta. Because a devotee of Lord Krishna is desireless, he is peaceful. Yeah? So that is the answer. Fruitive workers desire material enjoyments. Jnanis desire liberation. And yogis desire material opulence. Therefore, they are all lusty and cannot be peaceful. This is the problem. They are all not peaceful. Why? Because they are greedy, they are lusty. Yes? So those are the main points in this today's verse. So we'll just go back and try and summarize what we learned today, hopefully. Where is it? Lost it. 28, there it is. So iti sambritta sambharaha purusha vayaver aham tameva purusham yagnam tenaiva yajam ishvaram. Thus I created the ingredients and paraphernalia for offering sacrifice out of the parts of the body of the Supreme Lord, the enjoyer of the sacrifice, and I perform the sacrifice to satisfy the Lord. Brahma, he creates, but he's a secondary creator. But he, in this situation, he wants to perform sacrifice for Krishna. So, for any sacrifice, you need ingredients. A Sanskrit term is samagri. You need samagri. You know, to do some havan. You need samagri, and then you say swaha. But when you say swaha, you put samagri in the fire. Yes? The ingredients in the fire. Those ingredients, they came out of the body of the Lord Krishna, Lord Mahavishnu. It comes out of Mahavishnu. So this is how you do sacrifice, you know, yajna sacrifice. But we are not expert Brahmins in this age. In Satyuga, other yugas, they were qualified Brahmins. So now, in this age of Kali Yuga, we are all recommended to do the Sankirtan Yajna. That is the process for in Kali Yuga. So we just chant Hare Krishna, tell everyone else to chant Hare Krishna, and instead of doing on your own, like the japa meditation, we should chant together. This is the point. Together we chant. And that is the way to achieve peace. Such peace in the world is obtainable by performance of sacrifice and by practice of austerity. So what are we doing? Performance of sacrifice. How do you do sacrifice? Sankirtan, Harinam, etc. And also we chant. Also, it says austerity. So what do we do? What do ISKCON devotees do? They wake up early. Mangalati. Yeah? A whole program. And then you listen to a class. But better class than me, because, you know, you take away something. Here you may not take anything, but, you know, there are some advanced devotees, all of them are advanced compared to me. So you will take something away and your whole day will go nice, you know. So we have a good program by Srila Prabhupada, Mangalarti program, full morning program. And I would suggest, if you learn one thing from me today, and that is these four words, four letters, two H's and two W's, right? So early to bed, you can all repeat this, no problem. Please repeat. Early to bed, early to rise is the way to be happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. So two H's and two W's. So if you take this away, and hopefully, but that means you have to sleep early. In order to wake up early, you have to sleep early. Yeah, it makes sense. We have very good devotees here who are fixed in their devotional service. So it's just a clue and a piece of advice. It's help. You know, it helped me. Because this was said, instructed by my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj. So I'm going to stop here because we have about 10 minutes for question time. So is that okay? Yeah? Thank you very much for your patience and so silent, you know. I think I'm just speaking to myself, you know. So... Okay,
I said I've been getting up early every morning, but I'm not wealthy. Can you explain a bit further?
Yes. So, when we talk about wealth, we actually talk about spiritual wealth. You cannot compare material wealth to spiritual wealth. You see, the classic example is Sanatan Goswami. Yeah, he had a stone. This Samantaka jewel or Chintamani stone and something. So that could produce, you know, lots of gold and all these things. So what he did is he, one day somebody noticed and then he put it in the bin. So this other person, he was thinking, this amount of gold he's just throwing in the bin, there must be something higher than that, more valuable than that. So then he approaches Sanatan Goswami, and then Sanatan Goswami says, look, the holy name is more valuable than that. And you know it anyway, so that is the answer. Sorry?
About health, then.
So health.
Okay, wealth is material, not material, okay. Spiritual. So what's about health?
Right. Same. Health, it is a good point, a very good point. Today, or last month, or 2 months, or few months, His Holiness Kadamba Kanan Maharaj has been diagnosed with, and he's got limited time. So he's health is not going very well. But what is he doing? Continuing with Sankirtana, he says, whatever happens, I will chant the holy name, follow my Guru Maharaj's instruction, spread the holy name all over the world, and then hopefully reach in time in Vrindavan, spend some time in Vrindavan, which was the instruction of higher authorities. So he would like to follow instructions and stay in Vrindavan, pass his last time in Vrindavan, chanting the holy names, which he does so nicely.
Then your formula, you have to reformulate, like, early to bed, early to rise makes one spiritually healthy, and spiritually wise. Then what about materials? What do you think? What's used? And,
but this formula actually works for materialistic people as well. Because those who are actually millionaires or billionaires, they do wake up early. Most of them. So this is why they are successful. They have more time to think about what they're doing. Hinduchas, for example, they come to the temple early morning. Rich billionaires, they have so much commitments, but they will come to the temple. There are other devotees. Yeah, Agarwar family, they all come to the temple, Soul Street Temple. Yeah, with nice big Rolls Royce and all this. But actually, I found myself, if you do something for Krishna, he makes all the arrangement. You know, he says that he looks after his devotees. And this is true. He does look after his devotees. I was going to close my business at one point in time. I was going to be closed, sort of thing, you know, go bust. But what did Krishna arrange? A big supermarket called Tesco, right? They came and they bought my contract. So they gave me some money. They said, why don't you sell to us? We'll give you some money. This is parallel to, I was going to go bust one hand, right? And then somebody, the cause is of course Krishna. Yeah? Cause and effect. So, if you are praying to Krishna, he then arranges that somebody else comes, like the supermarket. Oh, we want your contract because we want to have pharmacy in my store, big store. It is still there, very busy. Very busy. But there you are. This is it. So in my personal case, I was going to go bust, but then Krishna arranged, no, you still have to keep going. So I will arrange something. And this is what happens I'm not saying I'm a devotee, but this is what happens to Krishna's devotees. He looks after them. Once you take his shelter, surrender to him, he will look after you. I've seen so many examples. Please, Mataji, any this side question? Sure, Rafi, you must have a question. Bono? Any more questions? Or comments? Please pass some comments.
So you made a nice point about we're following Sanatan Dharma, it's not religion as such. So here's my question, to what extent can we say that other religious traditions are also Sanatan Dharma? Is it correct to say that to some extent?
I'm not an authority because I didn't do any research like His Holiness Jayadvata Swami Maharaj. When he wrote this book, Vanity and Karma, he has actually done a lot of research. And naturally, and you know, he's an editor and this and that. So I cannot comment. As far as actually in Krishna book, in the introduction, George Harrison, he made a point very clear. Whether you know, call Krishna Allah or whatever. So, yeah, it's okay. So, you know, let them read Krishna book that way. Anybody who's saying, I'm a Christian, I'm this, I'm that, let them read Krishna book and they'll figure it out what is going on. My suggestion. Hare Krishna, David.
I just wanted to make a comment, actually, on that.
Yes, please.
It's just from my understanding is that the fact that we engage in devotional service and all religions is to get us to that point. So in terms of like developing love of God is to engage in devotional service. So that's why, you know, Krishna consciousness is aloof from the actual religion.
Right. So you are a personal example of, once you surrender to Krishna, you are performing devotional service. Is that what your point is?
Yes, because that's our constitutional position, is for the eternal servitor.
Absolutely. Yeah. David is saying, you know, we as eternal servants of Krishna are performing this devotional service. You know, we are part and parcel of Krishna and we are supposed to serve the whole. Yeah? We are part and parcel and we are supposed to serve the whole. Another question there, please. Krishna Kirtan.
So just following up on one point you made on early to rise and the wealth comment. There's a famous book, The 5 a.m. Club, by Robin Sharma, I think is the author. So many millionaires join him, billionaires and millionaires join him and read this book. And I know many people in the secular professional world that wake up at 5:30. Okay, they don't do Mangalati and stuff, but they use the benefit of the morning hours, which is what is mostly mode of goodness. So there is that element to it. But obviously, I like the point that it's the spiritual wealth that we're seeking after, especially once you know the knowledge about the benefit, then it's ludicrous to then still search after material wealth when you know the best option is the spiritual wealth. But I just wanted to mention that book, that it is a massive a massive following, and Oprah and many people use that platform to say wake up early and use the mode of goodness hours, and then from that good karma comes.
Very good. Thank you very much, Krishna Kirtan. You backed up shastric evidence. Material shastric evidence. Thank you very much. So if we just try and follow the formula, early to bed, early to rise is the way to be happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Thank you. Hare Krishna. It's 8:30, time for breakfast. Hare Krishna. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.